Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, all this week we have been learning about Abel. He was a sheep herder. He kept a sheep, and he brought the first of his flock and brought it to the Lord and offered it as a sacrifice. Now, he did that back in Genesis 4. He did that because he knew he was a sinner. And he knew that there had to be a blood sacrifice before he could get right standing before God. Now, he knew that because he had been taught that gospel lesson had been well taught to Adam and Eve, his parents, in the Garden of Eden. Now then, there was another fellow there. His name was Cain. He was the brother, the older brother. And we often think about him that think he was a godless man. No, he wasn't an atheist at all. He wasn't an infidel. He was actually a religious man. He was very prepared to acknowledge the existence of God. And he was prepared to worship God, albeit after his own fashion, his own way of worshiping God. And he brought an offering, brought the fruit of the ground unto the Lord. But you got to notice something. This man's offering was a bloodless offering. He tried to approach God without blood. Now you see, he's got a makey-up religion of do it your own way. Isn't that so common today? I think his followers are all over the world today. Oh yeah, I'll be religious. I'll talk about God out there somewhere, and I'll even worship God, but I'll do it my way. And they do it apart from the blood. Of course, they don't do it at all, because God can only be approached by the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9 and verse 22. And so another thing we notice about Cain, he came and his offering was not only bloodless, he offered up the fruit of his own work and toil, the product of his own labors. It was the works of his own hand. Here, he says, God, here, look what I can do. Accept that. So many people saying to God today, look what I can do for you. Look, I'll work for you. I'll give money for you. And consider that. And you're trying to point to some quality within yourself to make God accept you. It can never happen. Listen, the only way God will accept you is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the next thing we see, he brought the fruit of the ground and he ignored God's word again, because God had cursed the ground in Genesis 3:17. And so, my goodness, here, this man has just created his own religious system, and men have been doing it ever since. Look, there's a right way to approach God, and there's a wrong way. The right way is through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's God's best, he's God's gift, he's God manifest in the flesh, and he came here to this earth, died upon the cross for sinners who couldn't save themselves. And if you'll abandon all hope of saving yourself, if you'll acknowledge to him that you're a sinner and deserve to die, then you'll find mercy, because Jesus hung up on the cross for sinners like you, like me, and died there in our place, in our stead, as our substitute. And he'll save you if you'll come to him. Come to him now. Ask him to save you. If you do, he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.